You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back and happy Monday afternoon to one and all. I hope you are safe and as dry as possible out there. I'm Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're talking floods and fascism. And trust me, there is a link. We'll be exploring more of that in this next half hour. We'll also be getting to J.D. Vance's disastrous interview on Fox News on Sunday related to the continuing, ongoing, never-ending until Donald Trump actually releases some files problem related to Jeffrey Epstein. We'll touch on that, and we will, of course, get to those miraculous Milwaukee Brewers all coming to you in this next hour. In case you missed it, earlier today, Donald Trump has taken over control of Washington, D.C.'s law enforcement. Here's what he had to say this morning. Again, Jacob, let's take cut two.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back. Under the authorities vested in me as the President of the United States, I'm officially invoking Section 740 of the District of Columbia Home Rule Act. You know what that is? And placing the D.C. Metropolitan Police Department under direct federal control, and you'll be meeting the people that will be directly involved with that. Very good people.
And then it's a bunch of nonsense from here on out. We'll get to some more sound from this. But just to be clear, in case you missed it, this is Donald Trump taking control of a city's police department. This is scary. This is bad. And Matt, you know, during the break, you and I were talking about the fact that we've had this 1,000-year flood here in southeastern Wisconsin. We're going to talk more about that. And we do, Matt and I want to hear from you. Have you had experience with floods in your own home? Perhaps going back some 20, 25 years. Those of you who have listened to the show for a while know that I studied the willingness to pay of taxpayers for increased flood management when I was a graduate student in economics. We'll talk a little bit about that, what that told me back then and how it's relevant now. And yes, we will draw a line between Donald Trump's slow but persistent, I think indisputable, march towards martial law and increasing fascist tendencies to these increased risks of flooding and real danger posed to you and your family by climate change and these more acute, more dangerous weather events. Yep, they are related. Matt, let's get this conversation rolling here. When I hear Donald Trump talking about federalizing law enforcement in Washington, D.C., it raises a lot of questions for me because it's premised on this series of lies about the relative safety of Washington, D.C. He got up there and he lied about it. The crime in Washington, D.C. at a 30-year low, period, right. Full stop. So if that makes it okay for Donald Trump to seize control of local law enforcement, which means he can effectively direct local law enforcement, what's to prevent him from doing that in any American city?
Nothing. I mean, this is the problem. This guy doesn't even need a Reichstag fire. I mean, you know, there's no Reichstag fire. He invents it. You know, Trump land is a no-fact zone, and it doesn't matter what the actual facts are. He'll say the opposite. Yes. And what worries me now, first of all, is that this is just a prelude to the Insurrection Act and, yes, and total martial law, but also more in the next 2 months, for instance. What happens after 30 days? Because he only has permission for 30 days to have the National Guard there. But Congress, the Republicans who control Congress, they could extend that. And, you know, maybe he'll twist arms and, you know, extend that for another month or another 6 months, Lord knows. And again, he told us, you know, this is just a trial run for other big cities, Chicago, yeah, New York, Baltimore, Oakland. You heard the list.
Yeah. And this, to me, is this the larger picture here, and to draw the first connection line between these weather disasters that are devastating families here in the Milwaukee and Wisconsin area and Donald Trump's fascism is this. He creates things based on lies and falsehoods that scare people. And he directs resources based on that lie, based on that misdirection. At the same time, removing the EPA's authority to regulate things that have an impact on climate change, which is what actually is posing an everyday risk to Wisconsinites and Milwaukeeans and folks in Wausau and Wisconsin Rapids. We're paying attention to the wrong stuff because this guy wants to lie to us because he likes accumulating power. You know, again, we could look at the devastating cuts to FEMA funding. So it to me, these are, though it seems like they are separate things, as I often stress on this show, Matt and others, they are really of a whole. You have to see the interrelationships to really grasp the state of peril that we're in. And this idea that that it's all relative, there are no facts, oh, all politicians are rotten and bad, that doesn't help us focus our attention as citizens and neighbors and coworkers on the actual risks that our families face. So if you want to talk about making people safe, Mr. President, I suggest you don't deny the existence of climate change, right? You don't effectively trade campaign funding to the fossil fuel industry for removing all regulatory authority related to fossil fuels from the EPA. I mean, this stuff is insane, and they are deeply related. We know that this has been categorized as a 1,000-year flood. Let me make the connection line more explicit. It's not a 1,000-year flood. It's not anywhere close to a 1,000-year flood. And the reason we know that is that these statistics that label something a 1,000 or 100-year flood are now 30-plus years outdated, and they have not accounted for the overall increase in global temperatures since that time. That means we have old science dictating our current level of preparedness. This is a direct threat to your family's safety and wellness and economic security. An inch of water, according to the Wisconsin Commissioner of Insurance, standing water in a household can cause upwards of $25,000 worth of damage. We had recorded rainfalls in 4 to 6 hours across southeastern Wisconsin that topped a foot. So again, the threats to your family are very real, but they're not the threats that Donald Trump is trying to scare you about. They're a different, and we're just, again, resources are being diverted, programs slashed, when in fact we need those resources and programs more than ever. And again, FEMA is just one example of this, but this is the strategy of fascists the world over, as history has shown us. You create false fears. You usually do that on very racist, xenophobic grounds, and then you metastasize that to convince people that you are the one that can save them from these bad people. Mm-hmm. And so they should give up all of their individual rights, because it, of course, won't ever be them that is under the boot of the government. Again, where's the small government folks now? Right. I'd really like to hear from folks. 855-752-4842. Do you or your family have experience with flooding? Matt and I are going to give you some tips. We'll give you some more statistics. What is your feeling about Donald Trump basically taking over law enforcement in Washington, D.C.? Joe from Madison, say hi to Matt. What you got for us?
I've got some facts for you. You started with the first fact that crime is down by, it's a 30-year low in the city of Washington, D.C. So instead of dissing him and dissing that city and lying about what they've done, how about looking at how they've succeeded? A 30-year low, hello, that sounds kind of successful to me. Let me follow it up with by saying that Baltimore, another city that he was dissing, has a 50-year low for homicide rate. 50-year low. Yes, this is Brandon Scott is their mayor and doing a fabulous job. Why not look at what's going on there and take hints from it? New York's rate of crime and violence is down. Obviously, things are going well until Bigfoot puts puts himself in the middle of this. You pointed out that he's scheduled for 30 days. What's he going to do in 30 days to turn, quote, turn the crime rate around? It's dropping now without him being there. This is show, and it's show to say, I'm in charge, I'm going to push you around, and Big Liar Man is lying about the crime rates in these cities. He does not have stats to back him up. I just gave you the stats on Washington, Baltimore, and New York. Crime has been dropping by decades. They haven't seen these low of numbers. And so that is what is important. And in terms of cost, Maggie, who's going to be paying for these 800 National Guardsmen that are becoming? Who's going to be paying for it? It's like 500 from Bureau of Tobacco, Alcohol, and Firearms, Marshal Service, and I think FBI. Those people are supposed to be working on other national problems. Are they going to be patrolling the street in Washington, D.C.? If I were a cop in Washington, D.C., I'd be furious. They've been working hard to do a good job in their city, and it's been working. 30-year low in the rates of crime? For God's sakes, what they're doing is going well. I would be furious. Who are they going to be reporting to? The FBI guy in terms of how they do their patrols? Donald Trump? Who are they going to report to? What's the command structure for 30 days? What is this? What is the measurable thing that's going to happen out of this? We're going to be paying for this at the same time we're taking cuts in healthcare, education, transportation, you name it, we're taking cuts. So instead he can have his little show force that is absolutely upside down. If you want to drop crime in big cities, ask these mayors how they did it, because they did do it, and their record is exemplary. I'm sorry, I'm foaming here, but it's an absolute waste of money. It's an absolute waste of money, and it's pointing us in a terrible direction. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Joe. Always appreciate it. Recall when Donald Trump deployed the National Guard to L.A., not requested. And again, that trial over his invocation of the Alien Enemies Act to do that started today. That's Gavin Newsom versus Donald Trump. That's a three-day bench trial started today. Remember when Donald Trump did that in L.A. for less than a square mile of a more than 500-square-mile city? Yeah, the National Guard's members were sleeping on the floor and had to ration food. Yeah, this has nothing to do with Donald Trump saying what it has to do with. This is distraction from his Epstein problem. This is using power for power's sake. It's demagoguery, and it is racist. He name-checked Baltimore. He name-checked Chicago. Those are two black mayors. Mayor of Washington, D.C., also a black mayor. By the way, every single one of us should be advocating for D.C. statehood. That's how you enable local control and let people decide how they wish their government to serve them. It's that simple. Matt, we got just a few seconds. We'll take care of a little business, come back, go to our phones, your thoughts. And folks, if you want to join Matt and I, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. It's floods and fascism this afternoon. Matt, your closing thoughts.
Just stealing a line from Mike McCabe, Republicans used to be the party of local control. Now they're the party that controls the locals.
The party that controls the locals. Principles only when they suit you, huh, Matt?
Yeah,
and everybody.
The way it is.
You're going to want to stay tuned. This great discussion continues on the other side. If you're on the phone, stay there. 855-752-4842. Text and phone lines are open. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm joined by my special guest, Matt Rothschild. Today, I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know Matt well. He's here with me every Monday, and you know his fine work on Wisconsin Forward, a podcast that you can find at civicmedia.us, on Spotify, Apple Pods, and wherever you like to get your favorite podcast from. Remember, the Maggie Dawn Show is always available on those same resources as a podcast after we do what we do live every day here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 4 to 6 p.m. We're still going to get to Epstein and the Milwaukee Brewers before this hour is out, but right now we've got the phone and text lines open. We're talking fascism and flooding. Donald Trump taking over control of D.C. Metro Police in what can only be termed absolute and utter totalitarian garbage. He uses a lie. Oh, there's crime exploding in Washington, D.C. So he can be a little mini tin pot despot and sends in National Guards members and other law enforcement from the federal government that need to be doing other things. Dear Doge, talk about fraud, waste, and abuse. Maybe take a look there, after all. Folks, you want to join our conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Now, to some of my Republican friends out there who may live in the city of Milwaukee around southeastern Wisconsin, Milwaukee's got a black mayor. We're considered a Democratic city. Are you okay with a president just deciding, not based on facts or reality, that he wants to take over the police, or he wants to take over law enforcement responsibilities from a place like Milwaukee simply because they tend to vote Democratic or they've got a black mayor? What if it was your town, your sheriff's department, and it was a Democratic president? How does that sit with you? Why is this acceptable? Why is it okay for a president to lie about something like this? I just don't get it. 855-752-4842. Let's go to one of our friends, CJ from Stoughton. CJ, how are you? Say hi to Matt. What you got?
Hi, Matt and Maggie. Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I love this. You know, this is what it's all about, because you can't walk down Milwaukee streets at 11 o'clock at night holding hands.
Okay, CJ, when's the last time you were anywhere in Milwaukee at 11 o'clock and didn't feel safe, and where were you?
Doesn't matter, Maggie.
Yes, it does, because if you're going to make a factual assertion on this show, it had better be accurate. It had better be actually a fact. Otherwise, it's not helpful.
You only talk over me.
Right, it's my show, CJ, so I get to do that.
Over me. Can I respond once and get more?
I just want to, CJ, the question of the afternoon is pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Crime is down in Washington, D.C. That's by Donald Trump's own Justice Department statistics available 24 hours ago on the DOJ website for the District of Washington, D.C. His own DOJ says crime is down, but he got up today and lied. Why is it okay for Donald Trump to say that Washington, D.C. has an explosion in crime when that is factually not true? I just want to ask you about the lie.
We listen to you and your party and the border czar, Kamala.
I just want to ask you about this lie today, CJ. So can you just, if
facts,
you don't
Maggie,
like Kamala Harris lying,
3 months of zero.
Donna, CJ, you do this every time I talk to you. All you want to do is argue about what Kamala Harris said. By the way, she wasn't president. All you want to do is talk about Democrats. I'm asking you about your guy. He told an objective, provable lie this morning. Why is that okay?
Well, I'm so glad that the U.S. Attorney for D.C., Judge Jeanine, is taking control, because now we're going to see those cash bails or no cash bails be gone. Thank
okay, so
God.
CJ, wait a minute. Let's just break this down. Fine, whatever you want to say about Judge Jeanine Pirro. I'm asking you about what Donald Trump said this morning. It is a provable lie. Why is that okay?
Maggie, you always put me in a box. You turn my mic off, you turn it on. You don't do it to anybody else. Nobody. Can I
do it to people who lie. I do it to people who lie. I'm asking you whether or not, CJ, like, there would be a response to this, which would be, I don't agree with those statistics, though they are statistics from Donald Trump's own Justice Department as of 24 hours ago. You can say, I think that there's an overarching concern about security. There are ways to answer that question, but you have to grapple with the fact that this man lies. I want you to address Donald Trump's problem telling the truth. And why, if that's not acceptable from Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, it's okay when it's your guy.
Go, Donald, go.
That's all we're going to get from CJ this afternoon. It's fine if my guy lies. If it's your person, that's a problem for him. I just don't get it.
It's just cheering for his team. That's what it boiled down to at the end, just a chant. It's too bad we can't have a conversation.
It is too bad. Let's take up a couple other things. He mentioned the no cash bail. This one's fun. Jacob, if you can you play cut five?
Radical left city council adopted no cash bail. By the way, every place in the country where you have no cash bail is a disaster. That's what started the problem in New York, and they don't change it.
Okay, we can fade that out.
They don't change it.
Just a couple facts on cash bail and no cash bail. Donald Trump, in every single criminal accusation and grand jury indictment that he has faced, guess what he got released on? No cash bail. So Donald Trump, again, thinks it's fine for him, not okay for anybody else. And here's what everybody needs to understand about cash bail. Cash bail means that we determine who gets to be free before they are convicted while they are presumed innocent, and who is locked up with their freedom deprived, with their liberty taken. And we decide that simply based on the size of their bank account. Does that sound like an American principle? You can get rid of cash bail and simply move to an assessment of threat to community to decide if someone gets released. We talk more on the other side on The Maggie Dawn Show. Go back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's an appropriate time for me to, I think, remind everybody, I've shared this on my show before, but I wanted to share specifically with all of you why I don't let often conservatives sort of prattle on my show. I will try to allow them to answer the questions that I am asking them, but I have a few rules, and it seems to me that it would be a good time to refresh our recollections about the rules for debating Maggie Dawn on The Maggie Dawn Show. And the first one is you don't deflect. And deflection includes the whatabouts, okay? If we're talking about Donald Trump and Washington, D.C., and what the actual crime statistics are, and how that was not reflected in any way, shape, or form, and what the president said this morning, the fact that he lied to the American people so that he can seize control of local law enforcement in Washington, D.C., that's the topic. That's what we're sticking with. The second rule is don't disinform. If you start lying about things, I will cut you off. And thirdly, don't disrespect. Don't stereotype, dog whistle, none of that. So don't deflect, don't disinform, and don't disrespect. And I will let you have as long as you need to get your point out within reason. My man CJ, I know you're listening because you're still texting me. You don't do that. You deflect every time. I know that sometimes the facts as a Trump supporter are difficult to grapple with, but that's our job together, me and you. If I was talking about Joe Biden's border policy, that's what we would be talking about, but that's not what the discussion was about. So those are the rules for debate on this show and this program. Appreciate all of your patience with that little public service announcement here. We're talking floods and fascism. I got Matt Rothschild with me this hour, and for the whole show, you can find him here every Monday with me. I really appreciate Matt being here and each and every one of you. 855-752-4842. Right before the break, and then we're going to the phones, I had shared what Donald Trump said about cash bail in Washington, D.C. Let's re-up that because I need to debunk and was rushed in doing so before the end of last break. Let's take another listen to Cut 5.
Radical left city council adopted no cash bail. By the way, every place in the country where you have no cash bail is a disaster. That's what started the problem in New York, and they don't change it.
Like, that is just such an abject and complete lie. First of all, crime in New York City down. I could go into that. Cash bail is a system upon which rich people, before they're proven guilty of any crime, get to stay out of jail, and poor people, before they're convicted of any crime, have to stay in jail because they're poor. That's cash bail. Those jurisdictions that have gotten rid of cash bail do so by replacing it by a dangerousness analysis as well as seriousness of the charged crime. That makes sense to me so that we don't have two justice systems, one for billionaires and 100 millionaires and Donald Trump, who is the beneficiary of no cash bail and every single one of his criminal charges, and not a different system for us regular folks who can't afford cash bail. Diatribe over on that one, Matt. I wanted to give you a chance to comment on it as well.
You know, cash bail is so discriminatory on the basis of income. I was just talking to a friend of mine who for something that he had his worst day and misbehaved and was in jail, was able to get out on cash bail. But he said there were people there who couldn't pay the $100 of cash bail or the $200 or the $500. And yet he was able to get out, and he's, you know, he's turned his life around, and I'm grateful for that. But yeah, there are people, you know, who have committed the so-called, the same alleged offense, and some are walking free and some are sitting in jail. And that's just not right.
Not right. We've got Brett from Brown Deer. Say hello to Matt. What's your comment this afternoon?
You call it Brett? Matt.
Yes, I'm sorry. Did I get your name wrong, sir? From Brown Deer. You're welcome to the show. Hello.
Oh, hi. This is Brett.
Brett.
I'm sorry. 2000, I want to correct CJ on something. In 2010, I lived out in D.C., Virginia, and I left my job and I became an Uber driver driving the night shift for 5 years. And I never had any problems. The city is not up. There's one or two areas that are a little bad, but it's not a dangerous city. Then I moved to Milwaukee, where I'm home, my home. And I drove Uber in Milwaukee for 3 years at night, the drunk shift. I saw people all the time out in the city walking around holding hands. Milwaukee they're making you afraid of something, and I don't think CJ ever experienced it, because I don't think CJ would go downtown Milwaukee just for that reason.
Thanks so much, Brett. I really appreciate it. Just the fact check. Like, that's not the experience most people have in Washington, D.C. or Milwaukee or any of these other cities. It's just stupid and a lie and a dangerous one, because it distracts us from the real dangers that face our families, like the extraordinary flooding that we saw over this past weekend. I promised you some resources. Give me 1 second to get all of this out. Just by the way, one of the things that climate change does is, as the temperature on the planet warms, clouds tend to hold more moisture. This means that when it rains, it will rain harder and longer. The other thing that more moisture in the atmosphere, because we have a warming climate, does is it tends to have weather systems move more slowly. So the exact things that made this tragedy this weekend so much worse is because of climate change. That's what's going on here. And we have elected officials, Donald Trump, who's got billionaire overlords and the billionaire owners of the oil industry pulling his chain, that doesn't want to do anything about it. There are more people in our city and in our state that are being impacted economically and on a health basis by climate change than any of the nonsense that Donald Trump or CJ spews on a daily basis. Here are some things, just some safety tips and resources to keep in mind. To report property damage, such as flooded basements, collapsed walls, lighting, electricity, please call 211. That is 211. To report flooding in your streets, down trees, or other public works damage, you can visit the City of Milwaukee's website at milwaukee.gov/click4action. There are two Red Cross shelters if you are needing housing, food, medical support, anything like that. They are located in Holler Park on 5151 South 6th Street, as well as the Washington Park Senior Center on Valete Street in Milwaukee. We'll put those resources in our show chat for today. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Linda from Waukesha. Say hello to Matt. What you got for us, Linda?
Hi, Matt. Hi, Maggie. Hey, thank you for cutting CJ short as much as you did, because I get really tired of hearing the BS out of his mouth. Anyway, I am so ahead of what a lot of this is going on in the news, that what Donald Trump is doing is systematically strategic placement, for example, of the judges, of his disposal crew, or whatever you want to call those people who I believe were in.
Ooh, Linda, we're getting some weird feedback. I think Linda's point, and Matt, you and I were talking about this a little bit, is Donald Trump priming the pump, making people psychologically open to this sort of slow-moving takeover by the Trump administration of all sorts of government, local and state government functions. It started in LA. We see it now without any factual basis at all. If you thought LA was maybe arguably defensible, you can't say that about Washington, D.C. That's just a pack of lies. To me, you look at Donald Trump forcing out people across all federal law enforcement agencies for completely bogus reasons, implementing loyalty tests, upping the budgets of law enforcement agencies, redeploying agents from our intelligence and law enforcement agencies to the border, to Border Patrol, these budgetary explosions, the loyalty tests. And it seems to me, Matt, along with all of these people he's stacking onto the courts, the removal of inspectors general, you add all of this together, and what you've got are people that are licensed to kill by government-sanctioned people who have pledged basically personal loyalty to Donald Trump, now in charge of law enforcement in our cities. This seems to me like Donald Trump trying to handpick a personally loyal army. You know, like the catastrophizing here, we seem to every day be inching closer to it. Your thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, you know, during the first term or the first time he ran, I used to joke that he was Trumpolini, but it's not a joke anymore. I mean, this guy is a fascist leader. He just checks all the boxes for a fascist, the purges that you talk about. Jim Santel had a great section of his show over the weekend on all the purges at the FBI and DOJ and other places. The loyalty tests you mentioned, the fact that ICE is turning into his own personal secret police force. You know, and the fact that he's surrounded by fascists or sycophants, that those are the only people around him, people who love, you know, the opportunism of being there and will, you know, kiss his feet, you know, or the people who believe the ideology that he is imposing on us all right now. And so this is a really scary time for our democracy. And, you know, I'm surprised in some ways that CJ doesn't recognize it, that he's just so much just on Team Trump, no matter what Trump does, because I think it's somewhere in that brain of his has to be the memory of what a democracy is supposed to be. And, you know, the first time Trump ran and people didn't know who he was, okay, maybe you give him a pass. The second time I heard from some Trump supporters, well, he wasn't so bad the first time around. Well, guess what? He's really, really bad right now. And you can't whisk that under the rug.
Well, on that point, exactly, Matt, thanks for queuing up this bit of news this afternoon. According to a UMass Amherst poll that was just out in the field, 14% of self-identified Trump supporters say if they knew now what they knew in November, they would not have voted for him. That would have changed the outcome of this election. Of that 14%, the breakdown is this: 6% would have voted for Kamala Harris, 5% would have voted for any other third-party candidate, and 3% would not have voted. In other words, if Donald Trump had been honest about his intentions as president and the tools that he would use to effectuate those promises, he would have lost the election. He was a liar then. He's a liar now. He was a liar today. We continue to take your calls and texts on the other side. 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. I'm back with Matt and each and every one of you after these brief messages right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got Matt Rothschild with me as my special guest at the end of the show. And each and every one of you, if you've been trying to get through on the phone and text lines, we thank you for your patience. Looks like we've been a little overwhelmed this afternoon, which is great. I did want to get to one last bit before we talk about the Brewers, Matt. Given these incredibly devastating floods, like people will have lost their homes and residences. This is terrible. This will be in the hundreds of millions of dollars here in across southeastern Wisconsin. One, by the way, conspiracy theories abound on cloud seeding. Cloud seeding has nothing to do with this. It does not cause it. There are a ton of really good scientific analyses of that. The former National Weather Service meteorologist Victor Murphy has discussed this. There's no proven relationship between the two at all. Don't believe the conspiracy theories. But I did want to remind everyone that Senator Ron Johnson, if you have significant damage to your home, if you may have lost your home, if your business has been devastated by these floods here in Wisconsin, here's what Ron, and we're going to take the long cut, Jacob, here's what Ron Johnson had to say in 2023 about your flooding problems.
In my own state, your study shows that we'd have a reduction mortality of somewhere between 54 and 56 people per, I guess it's 100,000. Why wouldn't we take comfort in that?
So thanks for the question, Senator Johnson. And what the work shows and the chart is that the effects of climate change are going to be very unequal. And absolutely, Wisconsin, Chicago, where I live, the reduction in cold days, the benefits from that will outweigh the damages from the hot days. But if you look more carefully at that, there's large swatches of the country where the damages will be much larger. And in fact,
if you want to balance it all out globally, if you're trying to mitigate harm globally, isn't it true that the number of deaths, according to this Lancet study, the number of deaths caused by heat are 600,000 per year, deaths caused by cold are 4.5 million annually. So in terms of global health, in terms of excess death, we're actually in a better position to prevent death by having the climate increase in temperature a little bit, right?
Senator, I'm not familiar with that study. What I am familiar with is my study. Your characterization of it is incorrect.
Well, your study is very favorable to my state. Our mortality declines by 54 per 100,000.
Wisconsin will benefit in terms of mortality. There are 49 other states in the United States. Many of them will suffer. Many of them will suffer more than Wisconsin will gain. And that is the nature of climate change. It's very unequal.
According to your study, your concern if you're in the really hot region of Africa, but in terms of the United States and most of Europe, we're in pretty good shape. We're all blue.
Yep, Ron Johnson, just in case you missed it, climate change is good. At least it's good for Wisconsin, except if, you know, you get your basement or your house or your business flooded out.
Yeah, cheering for climate change, that's crazy stuff.
Leave it to Rojo to say something absolutely heartless. I mean, oh, it's fine. Fewer people die here. Forget about Africa or the southern states and forget about all of the other impacts of climate change, like devastation to infrastructure, which taxpayers then have to pay for, which is in effect a subsidy to big oil and the fossil fuel industries on the back of taxpayers when they have been earning profits that have never been seen before in the history of big oil. More profits now than they ever have had. Crop failure, yes, Jacob, to my producer. Famine, all of these things, absolutely terrible. And in one of the rockiest transitions in the history of radio, we're going to go from that existential threat to what is giving, I think, many of us here in Wisconsin some hope and some community and some goodness, and that is those miracle Milwaukee Brewers. Something special is happening. We are on pace for 100 wins. The Brewers are the top team in Major League Baseball. I was at the Stunner in AmFam yesterday. Mm-hmm. Isaac Collins with a walk-off home run. He is now in the company of Shohei Ohtani as the only Major League Baseball player with an on-base percentage of greater than .385. Let's listen to that magic moment yesterday with Collins' walk-off home run against the dastardly New York Mets.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Brewers got down 5-0. Brewers have tied it up. Collins, fly ball, deep in the right field. Isaac Collins, it is a walk-off home run! He's done it again! His first ever! And the Brewers have won their 9th straight game!
I was there. It was when you hear the announcer's voice crack with just excitement. I was dancing around like a little kid. It was amazing that, and it was such a great baseball game. And I think, Matt, I convinced there were two Cubs fans that came to watch sitting in front of me. And by the end of the game, I think I may have just turned them into Brewers fans because magic brings people together.
Must have been great to be there and great announcing from FanDuel there too. So
yes, yeah. Yes. Big terrific thanks to homework. FanDuel. Thank you for helping me with my homework, Matt, and not forgetting to give FanDuel credit for that amazing sound. Thanks to you, Matt, for being an amazing partner and guest here with me on Mondays. I'll be back tomorrow. We've got some great guests lined up. Thanks everybody for being here with me. Go Brewers! I'll be watching tonight, first pitch at 6:40. Check out all of your local civic media radio stations. Bunch of them have got the Brewers game tonight. You can find that at civicmedia.us. That's going to do it for me this afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for the Milwaukee Brewers.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.